One other very important thing that is also going on right now and is still going on in spite of the fact that it's now a little bit under the radar is an extremely important thing, and that's the U.S. Census. With that April 1st date coming up soon, a lot of folks around here and around the country have already filled out their census. Millions of households, in fact, have already done it, but the census is still ongoing and local officials are getting the word out. If you haven't filled out your census yet, it is very important to do it. We're joined on the phone right now to start the hour by Matt Hughes, who is a town commissioner with Hillsboro, hillsboronc.gov, their website, also helping to organize outreach efforts locally for the 2020 census, and you can get more information on that at 2020census.gov. Matt, thank you so much for being with us on the phone today.
Thank you for making the accommodations so we can practice social distancing.
And this conversation sponsored by Orange County Government, orangecountync.gov for more on them. So what do people need to know about the census? What has changed and what has not changed amidst the COVID-19 outbreak?
Well, Aaron, what we have to keep in mind is that with the census, it is fully digital. So anyone and everyone at their household should have received a postcard or a letter in the mail that included a code to go online to the U.S. Census to fill it out. You don't need that code. Of course, you can go ahead and go to the website, enter your address, and it will pull up your household's household survey. And of course, remember that this is addressed to the household, not to an individual person. So if you get anything that looks like it's from the census and it's addressed to you or someone in your household directly, it is not from the census. We know there are other organizations out there really playing up a connection in order to help them through fundraising and information gathering. So that's very important. And we need everyone to fill out the census because $1,800 in state and federal funding per person comes to Orange County each year. That's several million dollars for everything from agriculture to schools, to the health department, to social services, so many different agencies, both local at the municipal level as well as the county level. It depends on funding from this, but it's more than that. It will help us have better land use projections. It will help us have better school bus routes because we'll be able to pinpoint where people live and where children might be living and that sort of thing. So there's so much data that comes from the U.S. Census.
And really worth stressing, especially now as people are social distancing and staying at home, you said it, you can do this online, you can do it by phone, you can do it by mail, you can social distance just as easily as anyone else and still deal with the census. Mm-hmm. And it only takes a few minutes to fill out. We did it a couple of days ago over the weekend. Have you done it already?
I did mine. Of course, I was bored out of my mind last week. I decided, you know, let me see how easy this is without my code. I went online. I put in my address. It matched it with the U.S. Postal Service. And then I was able to fill it out on my phone for myself and my partner. Of course, one of the new things is, you know, a lot of folks were advocating for having LGBTQ people more explicitly included in the census. However, there is kind of a go around, as I determined, because it asks you about, okay, is this your partner? And if so, what is your partner? Is your partner, is this a relationship that is a same-sex male relationship? And so in a way, the best and coolest thing I can think of is that LGBTQ people will be able, in a pretty big way, they'll be represented. Of course, we wish folks could have been better represented in the census before the administration decided not to do so. So, you know, that was a pleasant surprise as I was filling that out because, hey, you know, I felt like my partner and myself were being seen by our government.
Yeah, Brett and I were filling it out over the weekend, and we got to that that point where you have the option of what is your relationship, and we were able to check off same-sex spouses, and it's like, well, this is the first time we've had that option on the U.S. Census ever. So that was a really cool thing. Speaking with, go ahead.
And I was just going to say, in terms of the changes and with social distancing, of course, at a certain point, folks will be going out into the communities to get those survey responses. With social distancing and COVID and everything, we don't know when that's going to be. We're probably going to, the federal government probably will extend the survey collection period, but the easiest way to help protect those census workers is to just go ahead, fill it out, take care of it. It's done within 10 minutes, super easy, and it's even really easy to do on your mobile device.
Yeah, speaking with Matt Hughes, and again, 2020census.gov for more information on the 2020 census. And again, you can fill it out online, by phone, by mail. They will eventually send census takers around door to door. And that's already been put off until at least May, and possibly later than that. So you do still have some time to fill it out, but the faster you can get online and take care of it, it really only takes a few minutes. And it does kill a little bit of time. Up until very recently, the line was, well, it only takes 5 minutes, it only takes 10 minutes. It's very convenient, and it really is. The only problem is now people are looking for things to do to kill time. You almost want it to take longer.
Yeah, you do. And one of the unfortunate things, and this is where the census takers will probably be very helpful at some point, is, you know, the county, in coordination with the municipalities, we're going to offer sites in order for the census to be taken. Those included places like senior centers and town and county government offices with social distancing policies in place. You know, those have been either closed or significantly restricted to the public. So, of course, we're going to have to, when the time comes and some of those restrictions on social interactions lighten up, we'll have to do a massive effort to make sure that folks know where they can complete the census, because, you know, a lot of folks talk about older individuals. Mm-hmm. But it's folks who live in rural communities in Orange County, as well as folks who do not have internet access, who will be really impacted by a lot of this in terms of completing their census.
Yeah, and with that in mind, I was speaking with one of the federal organizers of the census last week, and this was, you know, several days ago, so it feels like 10 years, but he was saying then that the response has actually been so far pretty much what they had projected it to be before anything happened with COVID-19, which was really good news. Do we know anything in terms of updated numbers of how the response has been locally in Orange County or federally, or how that matches up with what census officials had kind of projected the response would be? Has there been any change?
I haven't seen an update, but of course I'm happy to reach back out to the committee and Commissioner Price and make sure we get those numbers and that's shared with the media. I think that's good information for folks to have, and good information for us to have at a county level, just to see how that's tracking and help get out the word. And I think that, you know, more people talking about it. I posted it on my social media, saw a lot of my friends as well doing it, and sharing on social media, encouraging folks, hey, you're at home, you ain't got much to do, go fill out your census. And I think people are really taking that heed. And I think sharing with people that you're doing it, you know, social media was pretty prevalent 10 years ago, I believe, but maybe not, certainly not to the extent it is now. And so there's a lot of social pressure and sharing with folks that, hey, I did my census, and you should too, and it was super easy. I feel like it's akin to telling people you got the flu shot. Though the flu shot might be a little bit more painful than taking the census.
But I know there's research out there about voting and the impact of just reaching out on social media or reaching out to friends and family and neighbors and saying, hey, I voted. That's a good impetus for people who maybe haven't gone to the polls and voted or haven't thought about it, to actually, it spurs them to get out there and do it. And it's probably the same for the census as well. So people who already have filled out the census, they think they're done. You've got that one more step that you can do, which is to reach out to your friends, your family, your Facebook friends, your neighbors, followers on Twitter and Instagram, and say, hey, I filled out the census. It was easy. You can too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's funny you mentioned voting, because every year I find it hilarious that grown adults will get upset if they don't get an I voted sticker. And I wish we could give, I wish there was a way you could get like a I did the census sticker after you fill it out and wear it. You know, it's the small things, I guess.
Yeah, 2030, we'll have 3D printers at home, so we'll be able to take care of that. Speaking with Matt Hughes, again, 2020census.gov, anything else that people need to know about the census as we get closer to that deadline?
You know, I think that everyone needs to just remember how important it is. It's not just the funding. It's redistricting that occurs. Like I said earlier, it's having better school bus routes for children. I mean, there's so many things that the census determines. Congress uses the census usually every year to disperse $60 billion. That's billion with a B. That's out of $1.5 trillion, I believe, in government spending. Local does it as well as the state. It is so important. And, you know, I think it's to underscore its significance that, you know, the U.S. Census is only one of two mandated civilian agencies in the Constitution, the other one being Postal Service. So that's how important this is. So I encourage everyone to do it, to fill it out, get it done, and be counted. North Carolina missed out on just a few tens of thousands of people for another congressional district. In my own town of Hillsborough, we missed out on over 10 years, I believe almost $1 million in sales tax revenue because we were just, I believe it was less than 100 people. If we had 100 more people fill out the census in Hillsborough, we would have had more sales tax revenue. So this is something that really matters locally.
2020census.gov for more information on the U.S. Census on the federal level. Get more on local outreach efforts at orangecountync.gov. Matt Hughes, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you for everything you're doing to keep people in the loop.